Chapter 3, Questions and Activities for Reflection. So let's talk about you. There are several methods that could help you to discover yourself. In my situation, it just so happened to be the discovery of entrepreneurship through direct marketing. I encourage you to find that vehicle and commit to it. My goal is to help you deeply reflect on your life and unleash the greatness you have in you through the finding of your what. When you find a thing that brings the best out in you, that thing that becomes the catalyst to change in your life, commit to it because commitment is the greatest requirement. No matter what happens, allow yourself to be pushed to greater heights. So the question is, how do you know that you have found your thing or your what? The thing that will serve as a catalyst to change in your life. Here are some obvious characteristics of how you will know when you find it. 1, it should give you the inner satisfaction and self-fulfillment that you desire in life. 2, it should challenge you to face your fears. 3, it should push you to develop yourself and become a better person. 4, it should keep you awake at night. 5, it should cause you to break some habits. 6, it should push you to question your choices in life. 7, it should cause you to make some sacrifices. Good luck on finding your what and discovering yourself. Question: what have you always desired to do? What is it that you dream about all the time? What is it that you think you were destined to do? Think about this carefully and be specific and write down your answers to help you figure out your what. Founder and publishing editor of Success Magazine, Mr. Darren Hardy, and author of The Compound Effect, once said there was power in writing. So I urge you to write and envision what you write. What you are thinking is merely a fantasy until you write it down. Take the first step to write it down. Writing makes it a reality. When I put this into practice, the benefits of inking down my goals were far more rewarding than I had ever imagined. It provides a vision, and that vision will manifest in your life as you see the notes you have written down every day. Try it. It works. You can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water, said Mr. Rabindranath Tagore. This is a powerful quote. The next activity is, so maybe you have felt that you are not good enough to achieve the goals you wrote down earlier. You have bottled up all the feelings in you and have never really expressed them to anyone. This is the chance for you to write down all of your deep feelings, your disappointments, the people who hurt you and make you feel this way. Write down their names. The intent of this activity is to pour it out and let the emotions go. Let go of the emotions. Life is filled with disappointments, anger, pain, and more. We all have people in our life who have hurt us and disappointed us. Imagine that you are walking with a sack over your shoulder, and the sack is filled with stones. Each stone represents a person who has hurt you. It is going to get very difficult for you to keep walking with those stones. If you let go, the weight will be lifted and there will be no burden on you. You will now have the clarity and the strength to climb your ladder of success. Writing it down will help you to finally deal with the pain and forgive those who have hurt you. Here's another powerful quote for you. Don't let today's disappointments cast a shadow on tomorrow's dreams. Question and activity. Now that you have let out your feelings, I want you to understand that I felt the same way. There are many people out there just like you and me. Who are those negative people in your life that hold you back and do not encourage you to discover yourself. Write their names down. At this stage, you will need to figure out how to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who will be a positive impact in your life. For example, your members of your church or more. Many of us have people in our life who don't encourage us and always hold us back. Yet it seems very difficult to pull yourself away from them. Every time you try, they suck you right back in. The question is, do you want to keep living a life of misery, or do you want to break free of your surroundings so you can achieve better things in life? Follow your heart and be strong. If you surround yourself with people who are about you and want to see you succeed, eventually you will be able to completely break away from those negative people. You can do it. I believe in you. So here's a quote for you. You cannot expect to live a positive life if you hang around negative people. Joel Osteen. Activity. Now that you have identified what you want to do in life, released your pains, and identified the negative people, it is now time for you to write down and be specific about the goals you need to achieve to fulfill your dreams. You have to understand that the journey will be a process. So if you want to become a real estate agent, the first step would be to register for the class, start attending, study, and then take the licensing exam. Take the time to write down each step with an estimated date of accomplishment. When I was working in corporate, one of the things that helped me to get through my workday and complete all my goals for the week, month, and quarter was to create a to-do list. I relied on it so much because it helped me to visualize my journey to completion. It gave me a great sense of accomplishment when I checked off a task and helped me to envision the end result. It worked like a charm. I believe that if we all practice this on our journey, we will be able to celebrate the small victories. William James said, "Small victories. It's not about the big wins. It never has been and never will be. It's about the small victories in life that make the next day, next moment, next meeting, next gathering doable. Everyone needs the small victories to keep them going and to give them hope. Everyone." Question and activity. Your why should answer the question, who is looking up to you and what is the reason you cannot fail at your goals? The answer has to make you want to cry and it has to be bigger than you. What is your why? Write down your why. Be specific. You can have multiple whys. One of my whys is my three children and the fact that I would do whatever it takes to give them the world they deserve. Your why has to be fantastically motivating. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "He who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow." Refer to my writing journal for a comprehensive reflection process. You can order this from www.lovinaakowa.com. That is www.lovinaakowuah.com. And remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right. Say this out loud to yourself like you mean it. I love myself. I am the best of the best. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am a winner. I am victorious. I am unstoppable. I am a champion. I am a winner. I will be successful. Repeat this to yourself every single day and watch the positive effect it will have in your life. You can write it out and stick it on your bathroom door, your closet door, or in your kitchen. just so it goes in your head.